knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We do routines in all the scenes, the footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for the table. The many times we give and rhyme to our quiet dancing label. We're off the mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the third day of October. We have with us Dave Hodges. He has two websites, thecommonsenseshow.com and thecommonsenseshow.tv. Jeff Nyquist's website, jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at Amazon. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. Do we have any time limitations for either one of you this morning, gentlemen?
Yeah, I have to go after the first hour.
After the first hour. Okay. Jeff, do you have any time limitations?
No.
Okay, good, good. Well, then we'll focus mainly on Dave Hodges' this first hour. I haven't heard from Steve Ben Noon. I don't know if he's going to show up or not. He's always got lots of things going on that has to be dealt with. So, Dave, my wife has been a big fan of yours for years, she follows your work a lot more carefully than I do, and she gives me reports on updates on what you're discussing on your updates. And what's the top of your list in terms of what do you think is the most important thing, Dave, right now?
I don't know that there is the most important thing, because we're getting attacked on all sides. I'm preparing to do a report later this morning, the noon hour, about diesel. And diesel's really in trouble, and as I was unfolding and doing the research on this, and $7 a gallon is kind of the magic number where people are just going to quit, and if diesel stops, nothing moves. And I think that that's important, because that will paralyze the economy, which is certainly the goal of the Biden administration. But there are so many ways that we're being attacked. Boy, I tell you, it's just really hard to pinpoint any one thing. I think that the thing that really got my attention this week, though, so far, is on September 19th, members of the U.S. government appointed to the U.N. signed an agreement with the U.N. for 17 sustainable goals. And I looked at this and I said, my gosh, the UN is going to rule by martial law decree. They won't call it that. They call it global shock. It's actually a new term that was new to me. But if they deem to be something an emergency, they can rush in all their resources, including military, to a member nation to make things right. And they grant themselves the power to extend these emergency rights indefinitely and to expand their rights as well. And I was going through 17 sustainable goals, and I'm still digesting this, but it is the complete loss of autonomy. We have totally given our country away, but I'm not really surprised, because when Biden came into office, he signed an agreement with the World Health Organization that if Biden declares there to be a medical emergency, the World Health Organization can inject themselves into our country and dictate things like mandatory vaccinations, mandatory shutdowns, lockdowns, and so forth, totally abrogating our sovereignty to a foreign entity, which makes it a treaty. And I can't believe he's getting away with this, because there was no approval of the Senate. And the same thing with this UN agreement. Now, I understand 11 nations did not sign this, but we did. And I went through, I suppose the biggest thing I've discovered so far in this, John, is this, is we're going to be paying a lot of money to the third world. The global minimum tax that all nations are going to have to pay is set at 15%. Biden graciously bumped that up for the United States to 21%. We also are going to agree to pay climate change reparations to the third world for the damage we've done to them. But many of these nations are emerging and
John, you do know that the Supreme Court would never stand in U.S. law. The Constitution would override all of it.
What Constitution?
What do you mean, what Constitution?
There is no Constitution.
The court, no, that's not true, David.
Okay, it is true, because we're not following our own rules.
Dave, you're talking about the difference between these people. These communists have had these plans. You go back to 1960, and this has been in the UN, this kind of thing. But and people were panicked back then. They can't do it because it's not legal.
Well, they signed the agreement.
And nobody would go, who would go along with it, Dave? The 1% of real communists in the government?
Now, Jeff, the bottom line is, this agreement signed, and we've been falling in line with international dictates since Biden took over. And that's a fact.
Well, but the thing is that you're talking about strangling and killing every American. And the minute, look, these people in this country are asleep, of course. But the minute you say, oh, I dig this hole, we'll dig this hole. All right, climb into it. As soon as they pour dirt on people's faces, they're going to get up and grab the shovel out of their hands.
The analogy does not change the fact that we signed this agreement. Are we supposed to ignore the fact that we signed ourselves onto an agreement that takes away our sovereignty?
Yeah, but unconstitutional agreements are not illegal. You know, when you're in the military, they tell you, don't follow an illegal order. If the president ordered everyone to stab themselves tomorrow, I wouldn't be in a panic because people won't do it.
That analogy does not apply to what I'm talking about. Yeah. We're not talking about suicide. We are talking about national suicide. We are talking about the dismemberment of our economy. Can you deny that's happening? We've killed energy in this country.
They're trying, Dave. Yeah, they are trying to do it. But you do realize that the minute the country really starts to suffer, that's going to come to an end because people are going to challenge it in the courts. There's a huge amount of wealth in the country that doesn't want to be wiped out.
What court is going to overrule this? I have no confidence in some of the rulings based on what's coming out of the Supreme Court right now.
They struck down Roe versus Wade.
Can I get a word from Edgewise here? Okay? All right? I live in a county where an election was blatantly stolen and the facts aren't even in dispute, but we can't find one judge to make a fair ruling. I have no confidence in this legal system. The DOJ is weaponized against the American people, as is the FBI. We have lost control of our government. And to say that the people are somehow going to take it back, I don't see it. I see passivity.
Okay. I want to address the diesel thing for a moment. I'm looking at three entities. There may be more, but commercial truckers, companies, independent truckers, and the ranchers, farmers, and individuals that own diesel-powered vehicles and equipment. The commercial trucking companies and the independents can both raise the prices they charge their customers. Ranchers, farmers, and individuals, of course, can't do that. They're the ones that are really be hurt, won't they, Dave?
Well, yeah, it's just a continual assault on the ranchers and farmers. It's just an add-on to the 30-30 plan that Biden's enacting right now to basically remove private farming. And it's certainly beginning to work, too. A lot of people don't even know this, John. Our cattle supply is at a 65-year low. And as far as per capita goes, it's the lowest it's ever been. And we're looking at things they're doing to farmers, like putting carbon capture programs on farms where they can build these enormous trenches in the name of ecology, and they can disrupt the farming yield by where they place it. They're placing it close to farmers' water, their sewer lines, their homes. This is happening in an 8-state region. I've been talking to one of the lobbyists, and I'm trying to get him to come on my show, but he's afraid to compromise his legal position right now. But I'm getting this chapter and verse, and this is in 8 states. And everyone thinks that Kristi Noem is such a great conservative leader. She told the farmers, I can't solve all your problems. So this is a continual assault upon our food supply. And I think that's really what's behind it. It's not so much getting farmers off their lands as it is the government gaining some kind of proxy control over the food supply.
Well, if diesel's $7 a gallon, that's going to put a lot of farmers and ranchers out of business, leaving the corporate entities to take over those farms and ranches, right?
Yeah, but John, even when you pass on the cost to the other entities that you mentioned, there becomes a breaking point where people can no longer sustain that cost.
Well, I don't know where that is, but that is what will happen. America runs on diesel fuel, obviously. Exactly. Even the trains run on diesel fuel also. I don't know where that point is. Do you know where that point is, where the breaking point is?
Well, I can tell you, the trucker groups will tell you honestly that they believe it's around $6.50 to $7 a gallon. You know, it's hard to pin it down to an exact number, but Tucker Carlson talked about this yesterday. I saw a four-minute clip where he said we're approaching the point of no return, and I think he's on the right track here. This will paralyze the economy if we allow it to continue.
Well, now, was that the interview with Victor Davis Hanson or something else?
No, this was a monologue.
A little monologue. Okay, gotcha.
It was an excerpt from a larger presentation, but I was researching the effects of diesel and not having the right price and not being able to continue some economic activities. And his popped up, and he's promoting it as a black swan event, and that everything will stop in this country. I don't think it's going to be as universal as he says. I think elements of the economy will slow down. Some will shut down. I don't think it'll be an overall stoppage at first. And at that point, this is where Jeff is probably right. This is where I think when people can't get groceries and they can't get from A to B, I think that's when people will get in the street. But the solutions will not come from the courts. I absolutely am telling you right now. I have absolutely zero confidence in anyone that wears a black robe right now. And I have zero confidence in people that have FBI credentials. They have shown nothing but hostility and abuse towards people that protest at school board meetings, anyone who speaks against the government, anyone who prays in front of an abortion clinic. They're likely to get their door kicked in, and it's happened numerous times. So we have lost our government. I mean, this is something that we need to look in the mirror and say, okay, we let this happen. Now what do we do next?
Roger that. We got a caller here, Dave. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you very much, John. Well, this is mainly for Dave, which is, I believe, what do you think about the alert coming tomorrow on October the 4th? Here's my personal analysis of this alert. I believe is to put fear into the American people, to condition people the same way the Morlocks conditioned the Eloi in the time machine. And when the sirens went off, the people went to the shelter. That's number one. Number two, I believe that this alert will trap every piece of technology in this country. So myself, I'm going to detach my computer first thing tomorrow morning. Number three, I'm not going to go with some of these wacky conspiracy theories on this event, but I do believe it's a capstone of decades of government intrusion into our lives. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I've got a couple of different thoughts on that, but it's only opinion, and I want to stress that. This exercise is shrouded in silence and obscurity. We lack information. I don't think I've ever seen a drill that's been done on this kind of scale where we didn't have an idea or an explanation from the government what it was about. In fact, Russia's having their drill today. They're doing an 11 time zone drill using 160 nuclear fallout shelters. And it's massive. I don't know how many millions are going to involve, but it's the biggest drill of its type. The Russians were announcing this is the first time we've done a drill like this beyond the regional level. So they're doing theirs today. I got to believe that we might be having a drill along the same lines, but I'm only guessing. I mean, is it preparatory for nuclear war? I don't know. And I don't know what difference it would make anyway. But you got maybe, depending on where the missiles are launched from, you'd have 3 to 25 minutes to do anything. So I don't know how good that is. And there's all kinds of conspiracy theories around it, none of which I can confirm. So we have a mystery drill coming up. I think it is prudent for people to cease all cell phone activity because something's going to be coming out of that cell phone and you don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It might be benign. But I'm going to basically try to distance myself from electronics for about an hour and then look back at it and laugh at myself.
What hour is that, Dave? Do you know what hour that is?
Yeah, the test is scheduled to start at 2:20 Eastern time, 11:20.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, okay. And, anything else there, Jeff, before we get away?
Yes. It is opinion, and you are right about that, Dave. I looked at the FEMA website. I looked at the FCC website on this event, but you know what's scary is the government already has the ability to shut down all alternative media just by a switch. So they already got the tools to do this. You had Project Carnivore in the 90s. You had Echelon, all these things in the past. So this is just another yarn on Gulliver to keep Gulliver down. And as a wrap up, when it comes to laws from the courts, you have to have teeth to enforce those mandates. If there's no teeth, there's no law. We're just waiting for the teeth to come out. That's all we're waiting for. Tell me what you think of that, Dave, when I get off the line. Thank you very much.
Well, I think when there's no morality, that also fits. And when there are people don't stay true to their word. And one of the things I'm greatly disturbed about is the conduct of Speaker McCarthy. He went through 15 rounds of voting before he convinced people he would do things in a manner that was acceptable to the GOP as a whole. And he did everything but that in this latest round of budget negotiations. He participated in a plot to continue to destroy the economy of this country, to keep the funding going to Ukraine while we ignore Lahaina and Maui with the $700 per family insult. I'm pretty disgusted by the whole thing. But unfortunately, Gates is not going to be able to get him out because the Democrats are now thanking McCarthy and they're going to come to his rescue.
All right. Well said, Dave. Our next caller is Billy in Georgia. Good morning, Billy.
Hey, good morning. I really enjoyed the exchange between David and J.R. Nyquist talking about if we bring in suicide, people won't do certain things. But, Dave, let me ask you this. Didn't the mandate to take that vaccine, wasn't that basically asking people to suicide? And a lot of people were informed, and they did suicide. So I kind of disagree with Mr. Nyquist, who I have deep respect for and really appreciate his opinion. But we've already been given empirical evidence that this government that forced people and asked people to suicide by taking a shot that will kill them, and they took it. So what are your thoughts on that, Dave? And I want to leave y'all with a website. ChemicalViolence.com talks all about this shots and how people are going to be long-term bioweapons factories for shedding. But I'll take my comments from y'all off air. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Billy.
I'm not sure how to answer what he's asking. The vaccine, this latest one that's come out, and I've gotten this from a number of medical professionals who have looked at it, they tested it on 8 mice. Right. John, I used to teach research to students working on their dissertation. We followed medical model protocols. And this is heresy. I mean, my students wouldn't have got out of the midterm with this kind of nonsense.
No, this is
the biggest fraud, the biggest scientific fraud ever perpetrated upon a people. But what disturbs me is we seem to be either so passive or so uneducated that we're not rising up as a group and say, hell no. Now, the estimate right now, though, is that only about 25% of the people are going to take the vaccine willingly. And that's good. But I think that's a passive resistance. But Biden said, and I'm trying to remember the context, he did say, we have the new vaccines coming out and you'll have to take them. And that was that's a quote from something I heard him say on tape. You'll have to take them. So, you know, saying it and getting it enforceable is another thing. And then we'll see if the Supreme Court will hold their water. The last time they tried to enforce everyone that works in a business of 100 people or more have to take a vaccine, the Supreme Court actually ruled in the favor of the people. But I've seen a turn in this Supreme Court right now. I see them cowering in the corner and acquiescing to the liberal attacks upon them. And we'll see if they stand up again.
Well, How do liberals attacking a Supreme Court justice have any effect at all? It's an appointment for life. How does it affect them?
Well, if you look at some of the rulings, I mean, right now, I believe they should have already acted on a couple of instances of the Trump situation with these bogus allegations. Trump has immunity. He has, on J6, he has presidential immunity. He broke no laws.
And even without he broke no law, he did not advocate violence. We have a caller on hold. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. And I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My Columbus Day sale and energy clearance is in effect right now until midnight, Monday the 9th. That would be Columbus Day. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order if you pay with PayPal. Well, Dave, we got a caller on hold here. My neighbor, Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
You sound bright, awake and perky this morning, my dear. More or less?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Linda, in addition to your other duties, you're one of the several people who feed the cat colony at the American Legion, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, we try to keep them spayed and neutered, and right. The problem in a lot of areas, from what I understand.
Yeah. We have about four or five people that feed the cats and help keep them neutered and build little shelters for them. But Linda and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, which is right down the street from me, about a 7 or 8 minute drive. A beautiful place with 30-foot ceilings, four bedrooms, four bathrooms. When you look out north, south, east, or west, it's no different than when... It's no different than when Davy Crockett was alive, is it, Linda?
No, you cannot tell that there's any civilization around when you're there.
That's right. It's a high-end bed and breakfast, which if the new owners could continue that, you would provide all the necessary services for renting and cleaning and maintaining the property if a person wanted to keep it as a high-end bed and breakfast catering to a clientele from Europe and from Asia, from South America, men and women who could stay in Las Vegas, Miami, the French Riviera, but they choose the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, don't they?
Yeah, we do have a lot of clientele from all around the world.
It is. And this home was featured in Better Homes and Gardens, and it's a rare opportunity. Become my neighbor in beautiful Crawford County, Missouri. I have a luxurious home in the forest in a Mark Twain National Forest. And there's about 30 photographs at my website, ladies and gentlemen, the Log Lodge in Yoakum Road. If you like those photographs, contact me. I'll put you in touch with Linda. She's got videos that will help you. And we'll arrange a private showing of Linda working around the guests that stay there, won't we?
Yes. Yeah, we'd love to do that.
Absolutely.
Maybe,
Linda,
maybe they can get out here in time.
Yes. Get here in time for the leaves to be turning color, which is right now.
Right.
All right.
Correct.
Beautiful time of year. Linda, thank you for calling. Let's talk soon. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Okay. Well, Dave, if you're tired of Arizona and you want to live in the Ozark Mountains, we'd love to have you as a neighbor.
Well, I know. I have some friends actually are trying to relocate there. They're actually looking into it. I'm married to my wife, and she's married to Arizona, so we're kind of here for better or for worse.
Okay.
And right now, it's for worse.
Well, give us some updates on what's going on with Carrie Lake. Any updates with her activities?
Yeah, there is, as a matter of fact. This surfaced yesterday, and I'm pretty sure this will hit the news cycle in the next couple of days. In effect, and I have to say in effect, Carrie Lake has announced that on October 10th, she's going to announce a bid for the Senate. I think that's a mistake. She needs to stay and fight for the governor's seat because she's got overwhelming evidence. And she's got a judge right now that's probably one of the least compromised around. And I think there's a chance for her to get some inroads. But she's going to run for the Senate. And unfortunately for her, the individual who is in charge for the RNC's Senate funding campaign has in effect told her that she's not a desirable candidate, which tells me they're going to not fund her. And he said, and I quote, "America's interested in the future and what you'll do for them, not what's happened in the past." Well, I think you need to face the past so you can embrace the future.
Really?
But you got to remember, this is the same RNC headed by Rona McDaniel that defunded down the stretch 8 senatorial races, and I believe 6 of them lost. Like Blake Masters here in Arizona had a good commanding lead in his race, and he lost because he had funding stripped from him. He went on Tucker Carlson and talked about it about a week before the election. He goes, certain people better hope that I don't get elected because their time in government could be short. But unfortunately, he lost under very suspicious circumstances, the same in which Carrie Lake lost. So that's the latest on Carrie Lake. I do have an update on Maui. It's very disturbing. Unless these people pull together instantly to file lawsuits based on indigenous property rights,
we're getting a lot of extraneous noise on your end, Dave, from somewhere. I'm not sure what it is.
I'm in a perfectly quiet time.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. We add to the COVID panel at least twice a week, more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, such as Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's now saying, in no uncertain terms, that all the COVID vaccinations are designed and meant to kill and hurt people. These are not side effects. They are the effects that they're meant to do. Also, we have the Columbus Day sale on energy cleaners in effect right now until midnight the 9th. That would be a little bit different this time. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal for your order. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Building with Dave Hodges, he has two websites. That is DaveHodges.com and DaveHodges.tv. Dave, you do updates how many days a week, sir?
Seven.
7 days a week. My goodness.
7 days a week, yeah.
My goodness. Well, we got a car on hold here, a couple of cars. First, we have Don in Arizona. Good morning, Don.
Hello. Carrie Lake says she can multitask. She's a mom, so she can do two things at once. She can sue in court, get the governor's overturned, and she can also run for Senate at the same time. There's no law against that.
Well, in addition, I agree with what you're saying there, Don. She's not doing this stuff personally. She has teams of lawyers doing this on her behalf, doesn't she?
Right. I mean, if it was overturned, I mean, how much of a chance is it that they're going to just say, okay, you're governor? They're probably not going to do that right away, you know. So, I mean, that did happen in Arizona one time a long time ago. They overturned the election and just kicked the other guy out and put in the other governor, but... I mean, if that did happen, she could just say, okay, I'm not running for Senate anymore. I'll stay here in Arizona. But she's, you know, and does she need any money? She ran with, also got screwed last time. She got outspent 10 to 1 by Karen Robeson and won the primary. And we know she actually won. We made him cheat like crazy to win the election, so... I mean, I don't know what she's going to do, but on the subject of Carrie Lake, she put out a pretty good book, Unafraid, I believe is the name of the book, Unafraid. I read it in, you can buy that book and help her out a little bit with her money. So that's about all I got to say. I'll hang on. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Don. We appreciate it. Any follow-up, Dave, before we go to our next caller?
Well, he's right. She can multitask. My concern for her is when you get into an expensive Senate race, is the RNC going to back her? And I'd say the early returns say no. John, I wanted to finish one thing I was saying about
Maui.
Please.
Yeah, Maui.
I've been talking to an attorney, and it has to remain off the record because he told me he's doing it informally and negotiating on their behalf, but he doesn't want to make it a formal representation yet because he doesn't want to antagonize the other side. So I've got to honor that. But what I've been told is the majority of these people, even though some of them have hazard insurance in addition to their home insurance, it'll buy them a little extra time. November 8th is a magic date. There's a 90-day moratorium on their repayment for what they have to come up with to keep their homes. Now, there's two ways that loaners could go about doing this. One is they could just move everything back 90 days and you start with normal payments at 90 days. Even though your structure's gone, you still got to pay on it. The other, the forbearance part of it is at the end of the 90 days, which is November 8th, you have to come up with the previous 90 days plus whatever interest you'd be paying. And they're on the latter plan. The vast majority of these people have a due date of November 8th. And there's also a problem with housing. The governor is playing games with finding these people housing, and they're dealing with 2,500 families. So basically almost the entire town. And a lot of these people, and I was surprised to learn this, the millionaires' homes didn't burn. The people that were burned out are people that were originally in workers' homes and so forth, and it was starting to be subsidized in the 50s to bring a working class in. And that's who was mostly burned out of their homes. So these aren't people of great means, and they don't really have the ability to fight, not unless lawyers are willing to come in and do pro bono. And given how the legal profession now has become one of pressure politics, I don't see that happening with attorneys on the island.
All right. Good follow-up. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, Dave. And Mr. Nyquist, Jeff. I couldn't think of his first name.
Well, Jeff's not with us at the moment. Jeff had to go. Yeah.
And good morning to your lovely wife. I hope she's doing well.
She is. She's listening to you. Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah. I enjoyed talking to her. She's one of our fans, you know. Anyway, I'm calling. Last night, Kelso on his show on RBN gave an interesting scenario. He was talking about how Gavin Newsom might get in to be running for president. And what he was suggesting is that, see, Newsom is going to have to appoint somebody to replace Feinstein. And he's thinking that maybe he might suggest Kamala Harris. Now, if Kamala Harris accepts, then she'll get a secure place in California. You know, these senators, look how long Feinstein was there, right? And that'll shore up the Democrats. Yeah, shore them up there. And then after that, then they'll the President Biden would choose the governor there, Newsom, to become the vice president. See, and then all of a sudden, then further down the road, Joe's going to have some kind of heart problems or something, have a health issue, and he'll have to be replaced and won't be able to run for president. So it would be a shoe-in for that would be Newsom. I thought it was an interesting scenario. I don't know. I just thought I'd put it out there and see what you thought of it.
It's not an original thought. There's many people with the same thought, Charlie, and those are certainly plausible and possible scenarios. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be interesting. Yeah. The other thing I wanted to comment on real quick was this thing about he was talking about with the emergency stuff and everything like that that's going on. This has been in the works for a long time. I reported on this about a year ago. Maybe not quite that the Biden administration was in the trying to get this pushed through with the UN. And at that time, they were trying to do it through a treaty with Canada in which if there was an emergency, the World Health Organization could declare emergency and the UN could come in and demand people that we follow UN protocols, because Canada, that was their way of going about it. And being a neighboring nation, we had a treaty with them, and that's the way they were trying to push it back then. I don't know. I think they're still trying to do it. But you see, if they, with the World Health Organization, if they declare, like, okay, an emergency of some kind of new COVID or something like that, the UN has the power then to come in and dictate what's going on in your local communities.
So actually, it'll be the World Health Organization, which effectively is the UN. Yeah, you're right. This started actually sooner than a year ago. It started very quickly after Biden came into office. And it's not a treaty. I don't make sure we don't call it a treaty, because it did not go through the Senate or get 2/3 approval of the senators. It was an executive agreement made by Biden, which I think it's a treaty going by a different name. And I think it's unconstitutional. And again, I'd say, where the heck is the Supreme Court?
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're. I don't know where they're at, but this was how they were trying to work it as a treaty with Canada back when it originally first started. They were trying to push this through, trying to get it to work. But I don't think that works. So they're probably going about it with a new way of doing it. This was back about, like I said, about a year ago when I first reported on it. That's how they were going about trying to do it. Was with a treaty through Canada. But anyway, I appreciate you. This is not a new thing. They've been working at this for a while now. And that's how they plan on doing it, I think. You know, what's going to happen is, like, okay, let's say you live in a little community there, Crawford, Missouri, or someplace, and you have a COVID emergency. All of a sudden, the hospital reports a COVID emergency because of one of these phony PCR tests. And then the World Health Organization can declare a pandemic in that local area, and then the UN can come in and take control. So there you go. And they can put you in FEMA housing at that point, you know?
Well, there's some justification for what you're saying, because I've gotten this confirmed now from Australia, from a number of people that live there. The Australian military is training to go house to house to forcibly vaccinate uncooperative people. And I asked that question on a couple of live streams I've done on YouTube, and we have maybe 2% of our audience, 5% of our audience from Australia and New Zealand. And they said this is true. They said this is known there. We're not seeing it in our media, certainly, but they said this is true. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And the powers that the World Health Organization can enact against the United States are not preventable by any judicial action. They basically negate the U.S. government, because we say we're giving complete authority to them in this instance. So Congress can't pass a law that makes a difference, and the Supreme Court can't strike an action down.
Okay, Charlie, before we get away, my wife just passed me a note to thank you for the video you sent her.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. What did she want? Was it? Is she still there? Can she tell me? I forgot. Oh, well, I remember I sent her something.
Well, it's a video. That's all I know, so, yep.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll tell her I'll send her another one.
Okay, I'll do
that. I'll find something else she'll be interested in.
Real good.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call, Charlie. The call number is 512-248-8252. Arizona has a border with Mexico. What's the status of criminals coming across that border, illegal aliens, if you know, in Arizona, Dave?
It's a case of ollie oxen free. I played a video on my sites where the Border Patrol is cutting the barbed wire, and they're allowing the illegals to come in. I saw something else, John, that was really disturbing. I ran this on my YouTube channel. It was from Twitter, and it showed men, you know, coming across the border, and it was all male, 20s and 30s, fit, and they weren't going across like hordes of people, unorganized, you know, scattered to and fro. They were in almost completely straight lines, and so you know where my mind went.
Well, yes, yes, and I was just reading an article about the number of Chinese male men coming across our border, which has increased dramatically in the last couple of years. In July alone, we had 6,000 come across the border in July alone.
And some of them, according to my Border Patrol sources, are having PLA tattoos on their arms. I didn't know the Chinese did this, but this is what I was told. And the PLA, obviously, is the People's Liberation Army of China. So,
wait a minute. Now, we're not talking about the tattoos that drunk Marines get on leave. We're talking about official tattoos that the military puts there for identification purposes.
That's what I understand, yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, that's very telling, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just the messenger on this, but the source is Border Patrol. And I've had this source for 9 years, and he's been very reliable.
I'll have to look that up and be interesting to see what those tattoos are, what part of they're on which arm and what part of the arm, because it most likely would be in the same place on all the soldiers, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would think. John, don't you suspect that they're being brought in to attack infrastructure at a key time?
Well, you're getting to my area of expertise, if they're trained which they are trained, they would be used for assassinations of leaders of any given county or city. That would be mayors, chief of police, pastors, owners of big businesses, and destruction of sabotaging infrastructure, power grid, obviously communications would be the two main targets. And I'm just looking it up here, and I'm not getting too far with a quick search for the People's Liberation Army tattoos. I have a friend of mine. He's married to a Chinese national, and there's a large ethnic Chinese community not far from me. I'll make some inquiries there and see if I can find out about
the
tattoos.
Yeah, it's something I haven't had time to go and verify. The credibility of the source is good, but it doesn't mean he can't make a mistake.
Right.
So, we do know that Chinese are crossing. We can say that with absolute certainty. And did you see Michael Yon's revelation that our military is transporting with buses immigrants all the way from the Darien Grant Gap?
Whose military?
Our military.
Really?
That's what Michael Yon. See, I'm saying this because, again, here you have another credible source that's proven himself to be pretty accurate over time. And he's saying that the buses are military. He's there, you know, on the scene reporting. So that's very disturbing. One thing I do know, and I'll tell you, John, why I think it might be true, is I do know that in El Salvador and Honduras, when they started to mix the terrorists that were coming in, like Hamas, Hezbollah, with the cartels, and they were training them, it was the U.S. Army and CIA that were doing the training. And I've talked to people who were at these camps working in various, you know, like they're working in the mess hall or so forth, and they've seen this. Right. They said Americans. They said Americans were there running the show. Amazing. So that's why I find the Michael Yon story believable.
Amazing, it is truly amazing. Well, I'm going to do some follow up on those Chinese military tattoos myself. We got a call here, Dave. We got Fred in Wisconsin and a break coming up. Go ahead, Fred.
Hello. Yeah, I'm going to make it real quick. I got a friend of mine who's an electrical engineer. He's looking at the cell towers, and he noticed that several towers in Indiana have now been changed over to three-phase power. They have been putting these inch and a quarter, inch and a half solid copper wires up on these towers. They used to be single-phase, 220, and now they've gone to three-phase. He's going out looking at the transformers on the poles, feeding the systems. They've had to take out the diesel generators and replace them with three-phase. I don't know what this means in the big picture, but they have more power on these cell towers than they need. Thank you very much.
Amazing. Thanks for the call. We got our last break this hour. We got a call and hold. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Dave, I know you got to scoot out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's see if we can get one more call in here. I think, is it Fred in Wisconsin? David in California. David in California. Go ahead, David.
Yeah. Hey, morning, John. I was kind of spurred to call when I heard your guest talking about the tattoos. What is a tattoo on the arm standard with the military in China?
That's what I don't know.
We're looking into it. We don't know yet.
Yeah, you're going to spur me to do the research, but I don't know. It's a good question.
Well, the reason I ask is you're probably aware there are a lot of people that would love to escape from the military in China. And if there's no guarantee that anybody that's trying to escape the tyranny of China is here to hurt America, they want to get freedom. You know, America's got a long history of people. In fact, there are famous, I think there were six guys who were brought up on a submarine I think it was New Jersey, and they were, this is Nazis, they were trained to sabotage in America. As soon as they hit the shore, they tried to turn themselves into the FBI. And J. Edgar Hoover was dirty. He was a pal of Hitler, and turned him in. Actually had him executed. They were begging for freedom from Hitler, and they turned themselves in and were executed for it. So I would
executed by
wonder
whom?
If the U.S. government under.
Really?
J. Edgar Hoover saw to it that they got executed.
I've heard this story too, John. Yeah, let me just comment on the Chinese thing for a second. I don't think that these are deserters, because transport from China to here would be an issue. And I can't rule it out entirely, but I certainly don't think you'd see it on any kind of scale. And I know the World War II story. I've heard the same story about J. Edgar Hoover getting these people executed. So that part's true. We'll just have to see. I view every Chinese that crosses our border, male of fighting age, to be a potential enemy. And I think we're foolish if we don't think that way.
Well, just to wrap up, I look at it as corporate wars. China is not communist. They rent themselves out to the big corporations as sweatshops. And this is a corporate war. This is not a war of ideology.
Okay, David, thank you for your call.
Sure.
And Dave Hodges, thank you, sir. Enjoy the day. We'll have you back next Tuesday.
Thanks, John.
Stop there and break. We'll be back with Open Line. Stay tuned.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit
blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.